In today's episode, I'm going to be ranking the top 5 MVP candidates so far throughout the season. We're about midway into the season, so we can have a decent understanding of who could win the MVP at this point. I'm going to start off with my number 5, LeBron James. As he is every year, he's always an MVP candidate because, I mean, he's LeBron James. He always puts up good numbers. This year, he's averaging about 28 points per game, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Added on to that with 52% field goal and 36% from 3. Well, during the summer, quite a few people predicted that the Lakers would miss the playoffs this season. But after winning 10 of their last 13 games, Los Angeles is currently 14-9 in the Western Conference 5th seed. And with how competitive the West is, they are just 1.5 games out of the top seed. If James carries the Lakers near the top of the West standings, that will significantly help his MVP argument. Also, unlike several players on this list, James doesn't have a superstar teammate behind him. This means he'll get the majority of the credit should the Lakers exceed expectations. Fair or not, voters certainly factor that it hurts the candidacy of teammates like Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant, for example. James has been posting 2K-like stats throughout his entire career, but seeing him dominate like this just a few weeks before his 34th birthday and while still getting acclimated to a new, very young team is just wild. On to my 4th. I am going to say James Harden. He's averaging about 30 points per game, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, and shooting 37% from 3-point range. Last week, Harden was listed as the 9th in my MVP rankings, meaning he's climbed more than any player over the past 7 days. Over the last 7 games, he's averaging 35 points, 11 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and 4.6 threes a game. After losing 4 of the 5 games to start the season, the Rockets seemed like they were turning things up around by winning 8 of their next 10 contests. However, they have struggled again recently, dropping 5 of their last 7 games. Typically, players don't really have a realistic shot at winning MVP unless their team is near the top of the standings. Houston is currently 11-12, which puts them in 13th place in the Western Conference, so Harden and the Rockets really will need to turn things up in order for Harden to win his second straight MVP award. On to my 3rd pick for MVP. I'm going to have to say Kevin Durant. I really don't like him. I really don't like the Warriors, but, I mean, gotta give the man props. He's averaging 30 points a game, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 1.1 blocks per game, and shooting only 32% from 3, although shooting 51% from all around. His numbers have been impressive all season. He's just been downright incredible over the last 5 games. During this stretch, he's averaged 40 points, 9 rebounds, 7.2 assists, 2.6 threes, and 1.8 blocks, while shooting 53.1% from the field. Yeah, you heard me. 53.1%. In addition to his traditional stats, his advanced stats show just how much of an impact he's making this year. And this is along with Steph Curry on the team, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, a number of all-stars. And, I mean, that just shows you what an impact he's making. If Curry's putting up numbers like 30 points a game, and Klay's putting up like 15, 20 points a game, he really is just kind of willing this team. For example, he ranks first in the NBA in win shares, second in usage percentage, 32.9%, and third in PER, 27.7%. With that said, it would have been nice to see Durant put the Warriors on his back and carry the team to more victories during Stephen Curry's absence. It was an opportunity to make a statement, but Golden State was 5-6 without Curry. It's important to note that these losses don't fall squarely on Durant's shoulders. There's plenty of blame to go around here, and Draymond Green's decision to confront KD the way he did things certainly did not help. On to my 2nd candidate, Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis has been incredible this year. 28 points per game, 13 rebounds. He's already there. He's averaging a double-double. 4.8 assists for a big man. That's very good. 2.7 blocks, leading the league in blocks per game. 50.7 field goal percentage, and 33% from 3, and he's a center. I mean, what can't Davis do at this point? He has the 3rd highest points per game in the NBA. He can score from just about anywhere on the court, and he's extremely efficient. He's a monster on the defensive end, averaging the 2nd most blocks in the NBA, the 6th most rebounds, and the 15th most steals. He's become a much better Sorry, he's been a much better distributor, averaging more assists per game than guys like Jamal Murray, Lonzo Ball, Derrick Rose, and Luka Doncic. And their job is to distribute the ball. 25-year-old, I'm surprised that he's 25 as well. I thought he got drafted like in 2010. He's 25 though. Wow, not a Kentucky. He's one of those players who will get the majority of the credit for the team's success, since he doesn't also have a superstar alongside of him on the Pelicans. Jrue Holiday's been playing very good this season, though, and Etuan Moore has actually been putting up some good numbers, especially from the three-point range. I mean, I'm a Timberwolves fan, so I just watched the game a couple nights ago, and Anthony Davis was injured in that game, and I saw guys like Darius Miller, Jrue Holiday, Etuan Moore, they're all stepping up, filling in the role pretty nicely. So, gotta give the guys on the team some credit. Right now, New Orleans is sitting about 12-13, though, sitting at 11th place in the Western Conference. Davis has the necessary stats, but that record must improve significantly if he wants to add MVP to his already loaded resume. And my pick this year, so far, is gonna have to be Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, you look at his stats, and you look at the team's record right now, it's unbelievable. 27 points a game, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, 1.5 steals, 1.3 blocks, and 57.8% field goal percentage. Antetokounmpo, and I'm just gonna call him the Greek Freak, that's kind of easier. Like Davis, has the necessary stats to win MVP, and he's also the lone star on his team, so he doesn't have to worry about splitting MVP votes with a fellow Buck. However, there is something that separates Antetokounmpo from Davis at this point. Milwaukee's 15-7 record, as I said. The Bucks have been excellent this year, and they have currently had the second best record in the entire NBA, behind only the Toronto Raptors. And the Toronto Raptors are having an amazing season, 20-4. Kawhi Leonard was almost in this top five, but I just feel as if, I mean, he's great on defense, he's efficient on offense. I just feel like he has to, like, pick up the pace and the assists. I mean, his job is to distribute the ball along with scoring and defense, but he can't be getting 1.5 assists per game as a shooting guard. It's too low. And when Giannis is having 6 assists as a center, you know, I mean, there shouldn't be that much of a difference there. Giannis has been a huge reason for the Bucks' strong play over the first month and half of the season. In fact, he is leading the Bucks in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and field goal percentage. Pretty much any stat that has any meaning. He's been a full package. Remarkable stats, all the credit, one of the league's best records. One area he does need to improve on is three-point shooting, as he's taking 2.5 threes per game, which I don't even know how that's possible because I've never seen Giannis take a three in a game, and making just 11.5% of his attempts. But, I mean, it's kind of just nitpicking. You can find out different bad stats about any player who's playing. So, I mean, the scariest thing about him is that he's just 23 years old for a couple more days. His birthday's coming up soon. All right, there you have it. That's my top five picks for the MVPs at this moment. Again, this could change, and this is just my opinion. I'm just saying who I think when I watch them is great, who I think is doing their job better. As I said, Kawhi Leonard, he could be up here soon if he starts distributing the ball better. People like Russell Westbrook, his scoring has been down. He has been sharing it a lot with Paul George, and that's the reason they're winning. But that kind of means he's not an MVP candidate yet. People like, Stephen Curry, I guess. He's been injured for a little bit of it, but his shooting has been a bit down. He's also only averaging 5 assists per game and 1 steal. I mean, he's kind of slipped a bit. He's been sidelined for about 11 games, and the Warriors' record, along with what they really should be, even with Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, and all those players, etc., it's not that great. It's really not as good as it should be. And if Curry really wants to have that MVP, he has to get a better record for the Warriors. Same thing for Kevin Durant. and soon even DeMarcus Cousins. He's been also sidelined for their whole year. But again, these are just my opinions, and you can have different opinions. You can want people like Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, Russell Westbrook, even Kemba Walker maybe. Kemba Walker's been having a great year. He's kind of willing the Hornets to an even record. And Joel Embiid, I didn't really put him on here because his shooting percentage wasn't as good as I thought it should be. Otherwise, he's having a great season, but he's also turning the ball over about 3.1 times per game. He ranks about 7th in scoring, 4th in rebounds. I just don't know. His shooting percentage just haven't been great. He was probably my 6th man for the choice. But thank you for watching this episode. Again, just my opinion. And change in the future. Thanks for watching.